So, Mary, don't know about you, but if I was to get a visit from an angel with that sort of message, I would not be very happy. Panic, I think, would be the first word. At the end of the day, she was a youngster, possibly only even a teenager. We don't know. And let's move away from this traditional image we've got of Mary dressed in blue. Because blue was a very expensive dye. So as someone who was at best in the working classes, she wouldn't have had a blue dress. What she had on, we can only guess. But blue was definitely for the wealthy. And I don't know about you, but I don't think she came from a wealthy background. She was engaged to a carpenter. But the thing she had was a very, very deep faith in God and was immersed in the Old Testament scriptures. She was gracious and humble. I imagine that when the angel visited her, she must have had a lot of questions. I certainly would. Who? What? Why? When? Why me? What will Joseph say when he finds out that I'm pregnant? What about the scandal that that would produce in a very small village? On the face of it, she was what you might call a nobody girl in a nowhere town at a time when Jewish history seemed to be going nowhere. The Jews had got great ideas as to what they thought the Messiah was going to be, and they were proved wrong. But the thing about Mary that was her biggest asset was her deep, very deep faith. And she realized that when God asks you to do something, you have to say yes. When God speaks, yes can be the only answer. Let's sing again. So, Joseph. What do we know about Joseph? He was a carpenter. So my guess is he was quite a practical sort of guy. Sort of guy you need round a church when you have jobs that need doing. Was he a dreamer like his namesake Joseph? No, I don't believe he was. But on this night, he had a dream. He was very righteous, I think. Not a man of words, but a man of deeds. By the time he had this dream, he knew that Mary was pregnant. So, what was his reaction to the dream? Well, he'd already been thinking of ditching Mary, but thought better of it. No doubt, lots of people had advice for him as well. Can you imagine? Ooh, you need to do something about this. You need to do this or you need to do that. I should think he was very confused at the time as to what he should do. But being Joseph and having had that visit in a dream, he defied the norm and all the critical voices. He stood by Mary. And more importantly, he stood by God and what God wanted. Sometimes in our lives, we might find that being righteous can be costly. If we stand up for the weak and defy the norm, do we? Or do we go for the easy life? I think if you're like me, you do a bit of everything, depending on what you think is right at the time. So just ponder on those thoughts about Joseph. And if we're going to follow Christ in our walk, we need to have our confidence in Christ. So let's stand and sing. So, what do we know about Simeon? Not a lot. Other than that he was a very godly man. God had promised him that he would see the Messiah before he was called home. That must have been an incredible feeling to know that you weren't going home until you had actually seen the Messiah. So what did he do? He spent every day in the temple, praying and worshipping. And this part that we read occurs 40 days after the birth of Jesus, as it's laid down in Jewish law. Simeon had had many disappointments over the time. He'd been in the temple for years looking for the Messiah. And he was still awaiting eagerly. But when he saw Mary and Joseph come in with Jesus, he knew that this was the Messiah. I can't imagine how he must have felt, feeling that God's promise had been fulfilled in him. Now, it was always a very difficult sort of time. Herod was a nasty piece of work, to put it mildly, and stamped on any opposition to him being the king. All of the Jews thought that they were waiting for a Messiah to come and end Roman rule as a warring hero, not as a tiny little baby. But as we know, God does things differently. So there was Simeon in the temple, looking for the Messiah. Every new baby that came in, he would have a look and have a think. but it didn't come to fruition until Jesus arrived. What do you think he was thinking when he looked at Jesus in Mary's arms and had this knowledge that that was going to be the Messiah? How do you think you would feel if you were like that? I don't know. I really don't. It's something I think about sometimes. God has been tremendous in my life and shown me lots of things. But he's never shown me the Messiah like that. Jesus showed himself to me as being someone who should be followed, taken notice of. So how will we know when Christ comes again? Simeon was very old, but he still had faith in God. He believed God's promise. God prompted him every day to go to the temple. God made things clear. As many of you know, 13 years ago I was very ill. And at one point my wife was told, this was in the March, she was told that if I didn't get a transplant by Christmas, then I wouldn't see Christmas. Fortunately, she didn't tell me that, because I don't think I would have coped with it. But through all of that, I have come to realize that God is not finished with me yet. Sorry, folks, you've got to put up with me for a bit longer. But there's things he wants me to do. And in the last 12 months, I've taken on the role of treasurer for an organisation called the Friends of Peterborough Cathedral. And I had a bit of sorting out to do, but I'm used to that. But somebody said to me, well, you're retired. Why are you taking on extra jobs? And I told them, God had his chance to take me 13 years ago and he didn't. So I believe that he still has things for me to do here. Just like Simeon, looking for the Messiah in the temple. We have all got something to do. We may be older or even elderly, but there are things that we can do. Praying is an important part of life. And we can all do that. We can't always get up here to the church to do it, but we can do it wherever we are. And the thing that I took from this story of Simeon, God had made things quite clear to him. And what happened when he saw the Messiah? He was happy. He was very happy that God had fulfilled what he promised. And he knew that he could go to be with the Lord, his God, when his time came. Amen.